You're here for the Youth Poetry Project. So why does this exist?
It's super important, I think, because as young people, we're told that our voice doesn't necessarily count or matter because we're young. And so when we go into these high schools and we tell these young people, hey, this is a chance for you to be real. This is a chance for you to be honest. This is a chance for you to say all the things that you've been wanting to say, but you hold back because either adults make you feel like you can't say these things, or your peers pressure you into thinking it's not cool, or even just society in general is telling you all the things to get you not to express yourselves and to hold it in and to be this composed, mature person. And I think it's important to use poetry as a tool so that these young people can understand that expression is one of the best ways to not only heal yourself, but heal others around you.
Why is that step necessary, like powerful enough to go into classrooms and encourage kids to write? But there's this extra step of reading out loud in front of your community. So why? Why does that matter?
I feel like as humans, any type of testimony that is spoken aloud is a living proof that we have the ability to change others with our words and with our speech. And so to make this event public is just a way for us to kind of acknowledge each other and to say, hey, you're human, you're speaking that story out loud, and I connect to that story. That actually happens to me too. If they weren't saying that out loud, they had kept it in their notebook or on their page, it would end there.
Are there specific kids who you know have been impacted by this?
Today, a fifth grader actually wrote about her mom having cancer. And for her to even say that in front of an entire fifth grade class is super brave. And I think bravery is like what these kids gain out of this program. Like they just understand that like this is vulnerable and I don't want to share this information, but hey, these people are encouraging me to be brave. And the rest of these students seem to be really receptive and really accepting. And so then you get someone sharing that personal deep story, and then you have other students being super compassionate and showing empathy. So I think the youth here have definitely grown